Hi, this is Patty Scalzo, welcoming you to the Bible study program, Shiar Jashub, brought to you by the Church of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut. Today, we will begin the next sermon in my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo's series on the Book of Romans.
Last time we were in the book of Romans, chapter 1, and we discussed righteousness. Dikaiousoune, the righteousness, if you remember, we put the Greek words on the board, the righteousness of God, the righteousness which only God has and which only He can bestow upon us, a righteousness now revealed, uncovered, in the gospel of Christ. And this righteousness cannot be obtained in any other way except from faith to faith. Let me reread verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. As it is written, the just, the righteous. Dikaios, that comes from DK, right. The righteous, the just, shall live by faith. And we saw last time that really the whole Testament, the entire Old Testament teaches us that we live from faith to faith, that the just, the righteous shall live by faith, but that the specific quotation is from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. And we discussed how Habakkuk cried to God about the sins and violence and the wickedness of his people, Judah. And then he cries out and questions God about the sins and the violence and the wickedness of the pagan, idolatrous Gentiles, the Babylonians that are coming to destroy his nation. And this scripture, Habakkuk 2:4, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith, was the beginning of God's answer to Habakkuk. The Lord then goes on, we saw last time towards the close, he goes on to declare woes upon the wicked in chapter 2, and as you go into chapter 3 of Habakkuk, woes, distress that's destined to come upon these unrighteous ones, these prideful, wicked ones. And that's exactly what Paul does here now in Romans chapter 1, by the Holy Spirit, as we go into the end of chapter 1, from verses 18 to verse 32, Paul will declare the wrath of God, the woes of God on unrighteousness. But before we move into it, note, the proud, the puffed up, his soul is not upright. Habakkuk 2:4. It is not right. It is not righteous in him. Pride will keep us from God's salvation. And that's going to be important to what we go into after the section. Pride keeps us from God's salvation, but the just shall live by his faith, standing in his belief in God, standing in his belief in what God, only God can do, trusting in the Lord. The Hebrew word there for faith in Habakkuk 2:4 literally means firmness, steadfastness. Fastness, that aspect of faith, to be firm in your trust in God. The just shall live by faith. Okay, let's go into Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. Paul writes, after he says the just shall live by faith, he says, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. The wrath of God The wrath of God is revealed. This is the same word you have up above in verse 17. For in it, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. Remember we saw it last time? Apocalypto. Apocalypto related to apocalypse, to reveal, to uncover. Same word you have in verse 17 about revealing the righteousness of God. Now it says, for the wrath of God is revealed. Just as the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel, the good news of Christ, now also the wrath of God. The wrath of God is revealed. And where is it revealed from? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. From heaven. The Spirit makes it clear. So those who argue against the reality, and there are some that call themselves Christian that do not want to speak about the wrath of God as though that's some obsolete idea. We just talk about the love of God. They're really arguing against God. The reality of the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. So they're arguing against God. They're arguing against His Holy Spirit. They're arguing against the words His Son taught. Remember in Bible 101, we studied about Gehenna, right? And the one that preached about Gehenna was Jesus Christ. They're arguing with the revelation, the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ given to His people. They're arguing against the scriptures, both Old and New Testament. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Against what? Against all ungodliness. If you have an NIV, it will say against all godlessness. The word in the Greek is asebeia. And it means a lack of reverence toward God. You might use the English word impiety, ungodliness, not devout, not a worshiper of God, not God-fearing, not pious, a lack of reverence, of worship toward God, ungodliness. What does he say? Against the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Unrighteousness. Adikia. This is related to that word, dike, right? Right. This is the negative in front of what's right. So it's not right. Not righteousness. Unrighteousness. Injustice. Wrong, iniquity. It's the opposite of up above righteousness. It's the negative of it. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. And you think about it. If the righteousness of God, as we've studied it, comes to us by a faith relationship with Him, firm, steadfast, we live from faith to faith, and we receive His righteousness only by being in that faith relationship, then if we're out of relationship, if we are the ungodly, we're not worshipers of God, if we're not God-fearing, if we're not reverent toward God, we've cut ourselves off from God, what comes in? Unrighteousness. It's a natural state for the ungodly to be unrighteous. You know, sometimes people say, well, you don't have to believe in God to be a good person. That's not so. As you cut yourself off from the righteousness of God, what comes in is unrighteousness. For the ungodly, the logical end is unrighteousness. For those who have faith in God, who fear God, who live by faith, from faith to faith, the righteousness of God is a natural flowing in because they're connected to God. Unrighteousness comes in when we don't worship the Lord, and then all the horrors with it, and all kinds of wrongs come in, as we'll see, as we read through verses 18 through 32, while we're still allowed in this nation to read from verses 18 to 32 without being thrown in jail for a hate crime. And haven't we seen this in our society, right? You know, as a country goes away from God, as we're not devout, as we're not worshipers of God, what happens? Unrighteousness, that which is not right, that which is not just, that which is wrong, floods in, right? But this has been played out over and over again in human history. Paul gives a tremendous description of it here in verses 18 to 32. And it's a good summary of the human condition. It's a good summary of mankind. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all. So God's wrath is against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who what? Who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. They hold down, some of your translations might say, they hold down the truth in unrighteousness. And notice, it's a purposeful action. And if you remember back to what we studied when we got into this section in verse 16, I made a connection with John chapter 3 in verse 36, where John the Baptist says, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life." And that word there for not believe is translated by other versions, reject or obeyeth not, because it means to disobey or to disbelieve willfully and perversely, to refuse. It's a willful act. It's not like they don't believe because they haven't heard. It's a willful act of not believing, of not being persuaded. And he says, he who does not believe, he who rejects, he who persists in unbelief, does not believe the Son, shall not see life, but what? The wrath of God abides on him. Persistent, willful disobedience. Those who willfully suppress the truth. They suppress the truth in their what? In unrighteousness. They suppress the truth in unrighteousness, in wrongness, in sin. They suppress it by their wrongness and their sin. And they suppress it because of their wrongness and their sin, in order to keep doing what they're doing.
You can rehear this program and hundreds of other radio programs on our church website at shiarjashub.org. Serious times require serious Bible study. And on shiarjashub.org, you will find libraries of audio and video programs, information about our church and our pastors, time and place of our services and Bible studies, articles, blogs, and special offers to help you in your walk with Jesus. Current sermons include studies on foundational Christianity, last day events, and an overview of the books of the Bible. On the website, you will also have the ability to donate to the ministry of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle on a secure page. You will also find links to the Heavenly Authority series and Romans series on Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music. And of course, there are links to our 10:30 a.m. live stream of the Sunday service on YouTube and X.com. Our service starts at 10 a.m. with worship, and then we go live for the message and the Lord's Supper. These videos are left up on YouTube, X.com, and then posted as well on Rumble.com and the church website. And that website again is shiarjashub.org. And you can always check Isaiah 7, verse 3, for the spelling of Shiar Jashub.